Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Ches Omid Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Aleph. And we're at the very top at Sif Tes. The Mechaber tells us, Lo Yetze B'Tabas She'en Ole Chosam. A person should not walk out, we'll see this is talking about a man, should not go out on Shabbos with a ring that it's not a signet ring. It doesn't have a Chosam on it. They used to sign their names with the signet type of a ring. And a person is not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. And if he does, v'miyotzu chayev, if he wears this type of a ring on Shabbos, that is called carrying. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Lamed Daled, the heavy rak tachshit leisha, rings are something that a woman wears. Avolish heavy masui, for a man, even if he's wearing it on his finger, that is called carrying. And we're talking here, Rumairi Kozeh, Shotzio Kishumuna Chaletzbo. We're talking here certainly where he's wearing it on his finger. The Ibiyodu Mamish is actually carrying it in his hand, then even for a woman, Afilu Yeshul of Chosim Chayv Lukulyama, then a man or a woman will be Chayv for carrying the ring. That clearly is the case. Sivkot Lamed Hei, he's Chayv over here, a Chatos if he did it by accident. Vimyotzu Chayv, Umikre Derechotzo Aletzbo. For a man, wearing the ring on his finger is considered carrying. Because sometimes during the week, a wife will give her ring to her husband to go to the jeweler to go and correct it, to fix it in some way, and he will put it on his finger. That will be the way he normally carries it. And therefore, even on a weekday, that is considered carrying the ring, and therefore, if he were to do this on Shabbos. He went talking till now for a non-signet ring. She'ein ole chosim. But now the Mechaber says, v'im yesh ole chosim, if it does have a sign on it, so to say it's a signet ring, which he could sign his name for, so then according to Rashi, l'Rashi, he's potter. That's potter avolasa. You're not allowed to carry it out even when you're wearing it on your finger, but it's not an issa daraisa. However, l'Rabbeinu Tam, l'Rambam, mutter, it's actually permissible for the man to wear this type of ring. They no tachshit el elish, because this is actually a decorative item. This is an ornament for a man. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Lamed Vav explains Rashi's approach that said it's an issur derabbanan. Pirush potter avolasmi derabbanan, that it is only a rabbinical prohibition. The af the tabas yeshal chosam hu tachshit leish, even though this is considered a adornment, a ring for a man. Shekein darko b'chol lachton bo b'igros, because they use this to sign documents during the week. Mikol makom also, nevertheless, you're not allowed to wear this on Shabbos. The gazrinam dilmo shalif u'machve v'osil asu yedal ramos, because we're concerned he may take it off and show it to somebody, and he will carry it. So that's why it's prohibited on a derabbanan level. And likewise, for any loose-fitting, non-tightly attached adornment that we said the same halacha applies to a woman, while she may come and take it off and show it to a friend, we asked her wearing that on Shabbos as a gzera derabbanan because she may come to show it to somebody. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Zayin explains the sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam of the Rambam, who said that a man could wear this. Sfirulhu, they hold, the Be'ish lo gazrinan dil moshalof u'machve. They say this is not called carrying, this is a normal way of wearing it, and we're not concerned by man that he's going to go and take it off and show it to somebody. Lefi shein darko b'chach. Men don't do this. Women do this. Men don't do this. Avol davishu tachshit leisha l'isha. But as the next line in the Mechaber is going to tell us, if something is truly a ring, an adornment, a tachshit for both a man and a woman, Gam l'didhu also, then it would be forbidden for both of them, because mishum delo plug rabbonin vasaru gam b'ish. Because if something is considered a tachshit for both the man and a woman, since the woman may come and take it off and show it, so therefore the man is also not allowed to go and wear that on Shabbos. The same issur derabbanan that applies to the women applies to the man, even if it's not truly the same reasoning. The man won't take it off, but the rabbi said, lo plug, we don't make a distinction. Once the rabbis asked it for a woman, they also asked it for a man. And that which we read in the Mishnah Berurah is actually the words of the Mechaber. Avodavishu tachshit leish leisha. Once something is considered a tachshit for a man and for a woman, so then, since the woman will come to show it, also gam leish. The man likewise is not allowed to wear it, and issa derabbanan. And the Ramah adds, v'ayin lekam in simen shin gimel, sif yud ches. And there, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in sif kot lamed ches, haynu disham nizbar, there the Ramah will explain, heich linhog b'zib ezmanenu. What is the halacha nowadays? Umash v'sham, and it appears from over there, the ein limchos bish. That nowadays we would allow a man to go and wear the ring. However, a person who is a true Baal Nefesh, a person who is a true Medaktik in Mitzvah, will not go out with the ring, even though there may be a heter to do so. And issue foot number 28 brings down, ubetachshitim hamiyuadim rak li'anoshim lo'anoshim, a type of a jewelry that is only for a man. So the Aruch HaShabbos brings down, shemashma gami divri rekiva eger shiyacholim ha'anoshim lo'hokyo. Since men don't normally show this, they could be mekel. However, va'af bal nefesh ein tzorich l'hachmir. In this situation, even a bal nefesh doesn't have to be machmir. Because here there is no concern of a low plug. Women don't wear this type of jewelry, and therefore it's only male jewelry, and men usually don't take off the jewelry and show it to other men, so we don't have to make even a gzeira de rabbanon in this situation. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber tells us, tabash shekavua ba'evin, if you have a ring that has it within it a precious stone, v'chein im ksuvim ba'osios, or it has letters written on this ring, that's not called a signet ring. Shalom nikra chosam, because the only time that we call something a signet ring, elim kein chakukim ba'osios otsuros. That is, if it has actually engraved in it letters or some sort of a picture. And in this way, when they would go and stamp this on a piece of paper, the engraving would allow the ink to go around it and a picture would be formed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Lamed Tes, the Yochol Lachtum Ba'igros, a signet ring is something that you truly could sign your name, so to say, as a signature. And Sivkotin Mem Chakukim, we're talking here about where it's engraved. Likewise, the exact opposite, the negative signet ring, would also work. V'adin ma'osios ala tabos boltos. The same thing would apply if it wasn't that it was engraved into the ring, but it was actually projecting from the ring. Instead of it being engraved in, it is projecting outwards. It's raised. The yavu achakach ala shai v'shokeya, which you could then put this ring on some sort of a wax, and it would also leave an impression. Gam kein mikre tabah sheish b'chosin. This is also classified as a signet ring for all the halachic ramifications we just mentioned. Why does it say then chakukin? Elodinoka chakukin mishum tzuros. Specifically mentions an engraved ring over here because of the forms that you can have from the engraving, as opposed to the bebolten, when you have a projection, a raised part of the ring, the formim bitzuros aser af b'chol lashos beveso. Because here, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us it may be forbidden for other reasons, because of avodah zara reasons, to have a raised picture on the ring, kigon shiitzura shleim shaladim. For example, it's a full feature of a human face, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Chisa b'yoredeya simin kuf memalos sifhei, that having a full figure over here of a human face would be prohibited on a separate note, nothing to do with carrying on Shabbat. But it is also because of tzura. You're not allowed to have a tzura of a full face falling under the yisur. Lo sasel l'chol kopesel, the chol tmuna. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Ve'eshet Perishu, there are others that explain it as follows. Da'i tzuros lo ayir b'tzuros adam klal. We're not talking here about that there's a figure of a human feature or a face over here, and that's not the problem. Ochigon shoyer rak parsu mitzarechon, or you're talking about there's only half of a face, which is a disser. The lezel chuliyama rashay lasos, you are allowed to do this. Ben bolet or ben shokeh, when it's whether it's an engraving or whether it's a projection outward. So why did it then say chakukim umay dinokah chakukim orchad emilson orkat? That's just the more common form, but technically the din would be the same for the raised projected type of signet ring as well. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph, Dovor ha'osui l'tachshit u'lishtamish bo, if something is made for dual purposes. It's made for an adornment, it's made for jewelry, but it also has a purpose to it. It has some sort of a usage to it. What is an example of this? Kigon, the Mechaber says, Maftechos knows, you have beautiful types of keys that are made shel kesef, silver keys, kimin tachshit. So it's both simultaneously a functional key, and at the same time, it's a designer type of jewelry in the shape and the form of a key. So this is osur. The Mechaber tells us you can't wear such a silver pendant key because while you're wearing it as a silver pendant, it is also functional, and that's called the problem of carrying. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotin Mem Aleph, Hainu afilu im kavanoso ato litzlos al tzavor l'tachshit l'noi. Even though right now you could argue that your purpose in wearing this beautiful silver key is to wear a beautiful silver ornament. Nevertheless, osur, it is forbidden. Because somebody else is going to see you wearing that. And even according to the opinion that was very makel by the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, that said that for a man to wear something like this would be okay, because we're not concerned he's going to take it off. Or you can even say we're talking here about where the ring over here is very well attached to a chain around the person's neck. And it's not easy to take it off and show it to somebody else. Nevertheless, even with these caveats, afilu hachi osu mipnei maris ayin, because somebody looking at this is not going to realize that you're wearing it as an adornment, and they're going to say you're wearing it because you want to carry your key out into the Rishos HaRabim, which is not allowed. The Yeshiva number 29 explains, Kolomar, Sha'arawa Yomar, the person seeing you walking with this beautiful adornment, this silver key, is going to say, Shemavteach eno tali b'tzavaru l'tzorach kisha. You're not wearing it for an adornment. Ela l'tzorach hotzasa. You want to take the key out because you need to get that key to wherever you're going to open up the doors. Ubezeh yesh yesu malacha. And he's going to say that that's an iser, and therefore, because of this marisayin, you're not allowed to wear it. Then he brings down from Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe, who states, Madua shone din hamavteach mima shemuvu b'gmar. Why is this silver key over here different than what it states in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuv Chav? Shabbal lahatzul me'asreifa. If somebody is on Shabbos, rachmana l'tzlan, in a fire, and he's not a physical danger, nobody's at risk over here, but he wants to save some of his property. So according to Rav Yossi, you can go and wear out 18 different garments of clothing. So you have 18 shirts in your house, and you want to wear all 18 to carry them from inside your house outside, and that is permissible. So why isn't that not a problem of marisayin? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, you must, by definition, say that there's a difference between a tachshit and begodim, but he doesn't explain why there should be such a distinction. Bottom line is, because of this marisayin, the person who's seeing you is not going to know, as the Mechaber says, sharoa, the person seeing you, omer shalatzorach tashrish motzi. He's going to think that you're taking the key out for the key purposes and not for the jewelry purposes. That's the first opinion that's brought down over here. This is the tour, Ladash Yesh Meforshim in the Yerushalmi, and this is brought down by the Rosh as well. However, the Yesh Matirim Im Hushal Kesef. There is a more lenient opinion over here that says that you can wear such a key if the key is made out of silver. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Membeis, the Kivan Dein Derech Lasos Mavteach Mi Kesef. Since 99.9% of the keys are not made out of silver, they're made out of some other material. So then clearly, Harei Ikaru Nasa L'Tachshit. It's clear in this situation that it was made for jewelry. V'Afal Pi Shegam Mishtam Shebo. Even though it is a usable key, anybody seeing this will say that clearly the purpose of this structure is as a jewelry and not as a functionality. And as long as you're wearing it, it would be permissible. However, but if it's made out of some sort of metal or copper or some other material, even though it's made beautifully, looking like jewelry, in this situation, also lotzisbo, then you would not be allowed to go out with it, the yikaru l'tamshish tashmish also, because here, clearly, it was made for the purposes of a key. And by the way, it may have some benefit as a jewelry as well, but its main functionality is as a key. And the issue number 30 brings down from the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Bezela Hatir. He writes, Sha'af l'das hayesh matir, and even according to this more lenient opinion over here that we just brought, Ein lahatir ela k'shenikar sh'asur l'tachshit. It must clearly be recognizable that it was made for jewelry. If it was really made for both purposes, jewelry and functionality, then it would be also a tiltalo according to this opinion as well, even the makel opinion of the Yesh Matirin. And he says, Umash of Khan Shemavtech Shall Barzel also Latatlo Mishum Shikar also Latashmish, that he says only out of iron over here is it necessarily osur. Ain't the Elamishum Shikachia Mutzias. That's because that's the most common thing that people made keys out of. But even if it was made for the purposes of both jewelry and for use, so then, as we just pointed out, it would still be usur to use. As the Mishnah Berurah himself states, Shekein derech kol hamavtechos lasos min barzel nechoshes. He brings down from the Levush that this was the normal way that they would make keys over here, made them out of iron and copper. And therefore, their main purpose over here is for functionality, used as a key, and not as an adornment. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, V'inei, since the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say specifically otherwise, and he listed as the first reasoning over here, stam. So that seems to be the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskes over here, that you shouldn't use a silver key. But nevertheless, one should not protest against somebody who does use a silver key on Shabbos and wears it as an adornment. Because the Ramo himself in the Darki Moshe writes in the name of the Augur, the Ba'ashkenaz in the Germanic countries, Noagin Kem Matirim Mishol Kesef. He there points out that the more lenient opinion has been accepted amongst Ashkenazic communities. Then the Ramo says, Hagah, Mikomokom, also Lord says, Betik Shel Bote Naim Shekorin Brillin. The Ramo tells us over here that it's forbidden for a person to go out with the eyeglass case, which contains eyeglasses, that are called brillin. Brillin is the name for mishkafayim, eyeglasses. And he says, afal pi sha'atik hushal kesef, even if this is a silver, beautiful eyeglass case, dahabote enayim ba'atzmon hem masui, because the eyeglass case itself is something that is being carried, and you're not allowed to go outside with it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel explains, Hainu Tikshel Kesef, we're talking about a silver eyeglass case, V'kavua b'shalshelis, and it's attached around your neck with a chain, V'lislos al savar l'tachshit, and it's being worn as an adornment, as jewelry around the person's neck. Because if you're talking about carrying the eyeglass case in your hand, then it certainly would be awesome. Even if it's a gold, diamond-studded eyeglass case, you're not allowed to carry that outside. Everybody agrees to that. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Dalet explains, V'hu adin binidon shel kesef. The same thing would apply if you had a sheath of silver, even if you're talking about something which you're wearing as an adornment, a silver sheath for a sword, so if there's a sword inside of it, we don't say the sword is batel, it's nullified by the silver sheath. Likewise, we don't say that the eyeglasses are nullified, they're batel to the eyeglass case. The opposite, al adarabba. Hasakin, the knife, the sword, vabote enayim, and the eyeglasses, hey mikra, they're the key thing. And the other is the case or the sheath that surrounds them. Da enomrim nase bote enayim latik, we don't say that you're making eyeglasses for the container, el nase tik, you're making the container lebote enayim for the eyeglasses. And vuadin idan lasakin. And likewise, the sheath that you're putting the sword into is subordinate to the sword, not that the sword's subordinate to the sheath. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, vine calls ya myra l'inyan losis atik shalabote enayim. That which we're talking about here now is when the glasses are inside the glasses case. Still can't carry it in that situation. Then he adds and he says, and to wear the eyeglasses on your nose when there is no Erev there, you're walking through Rishus HaRabim, lest there is an Erev, you can't wear these types of eyeglasses that are just on your nose in a Rishus HaRabim. Because Duma Yiplu Meyolo, because they may come to fall off, and you may come to carry them Dalet Amos. And this is brought down named the Chayyadim. Now this is opening up a huge shiloh over here, wearing eyeglasses on Shabbos. And this is discussed in Dershu Foot number 31. And he writes, V'lot says, in mishkafayim hametsuyim bizmanenu. Nowadays, we don't just have the little glasses on the nose, but we have a handle on the glasses, and it goes behind the ear. So he brings down for the Chazon Ish, Sh'av shemehu dokim lefona, v'ein lochosh yiplu, even though they're attached well, and they're not going to fall off, he says, yesh lachsho shema nechshavu kemasu. He says, still, it may be considered like you're carrying something. And he says, in Rishus HaRabim, which is a Sofek Doraisa nowadays, yesh lahachmi, the Chazon Ish said you shouldn't wear your glasses. Or b'karmelis, however, in most public domains today, they have the status of being a karmelis and not a real Rishus HaRabim, where there's no Issa Torah potential, it's only an Issa Darabonin, he says you can be makel. However, it brings down from Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, Sha'omnam Yesh Osrim Lotzeis Bohem, while there are opinions like the Chazon Ish, for example, that say you can't go out with glasses on Shabbos, from the Chashash and Achshav Mekimasa, because it's considered carrying, and that's based upon they may fall off, or you may come to take them off to show them to your friend, and you carry them down, let Avasu Shasarabim. Nevertheless, Rav Ozer Zatzal Paskins, and I believe this is the Halacha L'maisa for every Rav I've ever encountered, Mikol Mokum, Kivan Shiesh Rabim Hametirim, since there are many that allow you to wear your glasses on Shabbos, Vekach Minoga Olam, and this is what the Velt does. Look around, you see many, many people wearing glasses on Shabbos outside. Nirushim Yeshlem Yedios Hamagios at Achriya Ozen. If it has the handles of the glasses, the part of the eyeglasses that's connected to the eyeglass that wraps around the back of your ear, the arm of the eyeglasses, and it's going to stay on tight. They don't constantly fall off. He paskins its mutter. And this is also the psak over here of the Minchas Eliezer, based upon several reasons. And in fact, the Chayyadim who prohibited it over here, he only said that kishayna mihudakim heitev. He's only talking about those types of glasses that are barely just perched on your nose and can very easily come off. And this was also said by the Shelus Chus Or Lutzion. And Rav Ozer Zatzal Shevet Alevi concludes, shemi she'eno zokuk lehem kol kach, somebody that really doesn't need their glasses, it would be tov shiach melas, well, maybe he shouldn't wear them in a real Rishus HaRabim. It is pointed out over here from the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Lutzion, that wearing reading glasses in the public domain, for which there really is no benefit right now, but you're just really using them to get from place A to place B, and you'll read in place B, that is prohibited. If you look further in this footnote, he also discusses whether you can wear sunglasses on Shabbos in a public domain, as well as what the din would be with contact lenses, ayin shum, for these very, very interesting questions. That will conclude today's shiur.